had started. And jealousy is what was spiritually being symbolized there in Ezekiel 8. And she says that when we allow jealousy to come into our experience, we begin to question and doubt our brethren, and there's a division that comes through. And then we begin to think wicked thoughts in our minds. And the next abomination in Ezekiel 8 was the chambers of imagery, where all the unclean beasts were on the walls of these chambers. And we looked at a couple passages where Sister White informs us that within our minds we have chambers where we can either put the images of the earth or the images of heaven. And based on what images we are putting in our chambers will determine how we grow up into the Lord or grow away from the Lord. And this sequence of first jealousy coming into your heart and then beginning to have wicked thought ultimately leads you to the third abomination in Ezekiel, which was the women weeping for Tammuz. It leads you into a position where you are believing that you are worshiping God, but in reality, you're worshiping God and Satan at the same time and not even knowing it. And that's what's described in Ezekiel, but it's also a message to us that that's what's going on. That's the sequence that led the wicked in Ezekiel 8 to the position where when the test of Sunday come, they're portrayed as bowing down. And what brought this jealousy about was those that are sealed bringing a message of rebuke, if you would, or a message of light. And I want to close off last study with a passage out of the 1888 materials, which identifies those in Ezekiel 8 that are coming to maturity. And it's a very solemn message. There is danger now of men losing sight of the important truths applicable for this period of time and seeking for those things that are new and strange and entrancing. Many, if reproved by the Spirit of God through His appointed agencies, refuse to receive correction, and a root of bitterness is planted in their hearts against the Lord's servants who carry heavy, disagreeable burdens. The root of bitterness, if I can get out of that for just a second, is what we were talking about in Ezekiel 8, this root of selfishness, the root of jealousy, the root of bitterness. First, a root of bitterness begins when someone brings you a message that you don't want to receive. And that's what's going on in Ezekiel 8 between those that are sealed and those that receive the mark of the beast. Back to the passage. There are men who teach truth, but who are not perfecting their ways before God, who are trying to conceal their defections, encourage and estrangement from God.